Hey, y'all, it's your girl Maria, the Spiritual Homegirl. We're back with another episode of the Spiritual Homegirl podcast. Now, before we get started, y'all know I can't do any podcast episode without thanking you all for listening. So thank you for listening, boo friends. Out of the tens and thousands of podcasts that are out there in podcast land since 2016, you've lent me your ears for the last 490 plus episodes whenever you felt like it. And I really appreciate that. First of all, we are classic homegirl. The accent is about to be real lemon peppery. I want to make sure that I just get this out as best as possible. I am very inspired yet disappointed in the next few days with the podcast episodes. But the good thing is that the inspiration came. I'm always inspired, but I was like, nope, this is going to be the priority. And I'm over here doing housework right now. And I said, I need to stop and I need to jump on mic immediately to begin this series ASAP, okay? And it was inspired by the hate that I saw about this woman who decided to jump on the phone, tell her story over 51 parts, and ultimately it ended up for a major opportunity. So for those who are unaware, Risa Tisa, yeah, before you be like, oh, no, we're not gonna do that. She inspired this upcoming series that I'm doing, but we're going to get deeper into the types of folks that I wanted to discuss today, and that'll be haters. If you've been following Spiritual Homegirl since the very beginning, you will know that I did a Hater 101 and Hater 102 series over 7.5 years ago because I knew the game. I knew it from experience because I had been hated on as well, okay? And I was hoping and praying that as society, we all, because I'm never above what I say, that we would grow to understand that what's meant for us is meant for us and what's meant for other folks is meant for other folks. But apparently we have not quite learned that lesson yet. So going back to Risa Tisa. So Risa Tisa decided on Valentine's Day to, I guess, get herself together, open up her app on TikTok, and start telling a story that had 51 parts. And for those that don't know what 51 means, 51 mean, or 51, if you're in the South, that means you have to have a bunch of different stuff, a bunch of different stories. 51, that's a lot. That just means a whole lot. If you're in New Orleans, boo cool. That's what that means. If you're in LA or the Bay, hella. That's what that means. If you're in New York, mad stories, B. That's what that means, okay? So here, she had 51 parts of this story about her ex-husband. She didn't know who she was marrying, blah, blah, blah. So the story took the internet by storm. Some of us had the attention spans to pay attention. Some of us did not. And some of us were kind of engaged but wanted the cliff notes. Either way it goes, Risa Tisa's from Atlanta. And I want to be very clear. The series and things like that is not because of hometown advantage. She did go to Kennesaw State. Shout out to Kennesaw State. She works in law enforcement and is based in Atlanta. And I saw the story and I said, okay. She's sharing this story. And the fact that she's able to have millions of people captivated by her story, whether it is contested or not, whether it is true or not, it speaks to her storytelling ability. I said to myself, I have a feeling this is not going to be the last time we hear Risa Tisa. I mean, it just, come on now. She's in Atlanta. She married this person. She don't know that he, you know, it's the perfect Atlanta story. Scamming. You know, Atlanta has a bad reputation as of the last 10 years of being the capital of scamming these days. People acting like they are something and really not. I mean, it really had the makings for an amazing movie, honestly. Even the responses, it was just a lot of mess. It was a lot of mess. But she got signed to CAA. For those who don't know what CAA is, CAA is an agency, a talent agency, one of the most respected agencies in the world. Yes, the world. Their client list is global. And when you sign to a talent agency like CAA in the entertainment industry, you have done something monumental for your career because you're in the big times. with respect to representation. You got a big dog fighting for you, and it is what it is. So she says she's excited to join the CAA family in what has become an extraordinary and life-changing opportunity. So she's aware. She hopes that she brings this story and a personal experiences of hers to a bigger platform with the hopes of helping those in similar circumstances that they're not alone. So what she wants to do is she wants to be able to create different platforms or be able to create different stories or bring them to the forefront. And I can honestly see this being something that could be fictional. I can see her signing TV deals. I can see her signing movie deals, short form content deals, things of that nature. I can see that. And I was like, okay, well, you know, she has an opportunity. Good for her. Again, good for her. I go on the internet and I don't know why my algorithm, I don't really be on this particular app that I saw it on as much these days. It's only to really promo podcast episodes. But I saw a lot of hateration. I didn't like that. And I could tell it was real clear hateration. And the thing about folks that feel away, that can't really manage themselves, or even if they don't care to manage themselves, is that they will always tell you exactly why they feel the way they feel, even if they try to disguise it as something different. And the thing that inspired me to jump on mic was when I heard people say, and it's not just one person, because I stopped counting after like 15. I was like, this out of pocket. The general gist of the message that made me realize it was clear hateration was when they said, yeah, you know, Risa Tisa, you know, her getting picked to do CAA or to sign the CAA, I just feel like, you know, that's interesting, or that's questionable, or I just think it's funny that she gets signed to CAA for going on social media and embarrassing herself, but yet I've been working hard for X amount of years and yet I don't get these opportunities. Or it's always about them. They always center it back to how they feel that they are deserving of something that they have not had yet, and feel like because of that and because of the hard work and things like that, that other people shouldn't be able to be entitled to blessings that are meant specifically and solely for them. There's nothing wrong with feeling like you deserve the best or that you're deserving of blessings. But I feel like where we block our blessings is when we start bad-mouthing or putting our mouth on other people's blessings as if we are supposed to be entitled to their blessings. What's for Risa Tisa is for Risa Tisa. That's for her. That ain't for nobody else. That ain't for me. That ain't for you. That ain't for your mama. That ain't for my mama. It ain't for your homegirls, your homeboys, your coworkers. That was something that was meant specifically for her. And it's bigger than Risa Tisa. It goes to other folks and opportunities. Even if it's not being signed to CAA, it's other folks that are able to get job promotion, salary increases, other professional opportunities. They are able to network with different kind of people. And collectively, because again, I'm never above what I say, we will be so in our feelings that it's not us, that all of a sudden, because of our inability to realize that what's meant for us is meant for us, and to not let it kill our confidence or our faith in being able to achieve whatever's meant for us, we will bring it back to that person. And we will do everything we can to try to discredit or to disrespect or to invalidate someone else's success to make us feel a smidge bit better that we ain't there yet. And that's whack. It's out of pocket. And normally I don't judge, but y'all know how I do. I don't really, you know, I'm like, you're grown, you do what you want to do, you know, but it's not a judgment-free space here when you a hater or when you abusive. I don't go for that here because it's counterintuitive and it's counterproductive to what we do here, which is going from self-loathing and scorn to living healthy and happier lives. It's counterintuitive and it's counterproductive to what we do here, which is being comfortable with ourselves, even in times where we're not quite sure of where we're going. It's about being confident that even though we're not quite there yet, we know we're going to get there. Did I say be perfect in this conversation? No. Did I say be confident 1,000,000% of the time? No, that's not realistic. I understand that sometimes there will be some things that will have you shaky. But where we mess up at, we mess up when we are shaky, and then we project that into other people's lives. So we project that onto other people's lives. You don't know what Risa Tisa has been doing behind the scenes. And even if she is chosen, right, she was able to get millions of people across the world so invested in her story for 511 parts. That's a hell of a task. That's a feat. Girl going viral 511 times, each part should do the story. to the point where other people that's responding to her involved in the story are going viral in response. Everybody ain't able. And that's okay. It's okay to say, you know what? She did something that was super hard to do. As somebody who does not appear to have a published background in entertainment or anything of that nature, that is a super, that's an accomplishment. I'm not saying from a social media sense, I'm saying from a storytelling sense. Her storytelling must be so dang on good to where she was able to do that. That's so interesting to me how folks have really made Risa Tisa's moment about them. How dare we do that? That is so corny. That girl don't know you. Why would you make that about you? She don't know what you've been going through. She don't know your work. She don't know the struggles you've gone through to get on. You don't know her struggles that she's had to do to survive and things of that nature. She might have had a whole love for storytelling, but she's been working in the law enforcement trying to survive. We don't know each other's story, but yet we still like to discredit and discount people because it's not done in the same vein that we would have done it. My thing is, again, what's meant for us is meant for us. What's meant for her is meant for her. Some people were wishing bad on her CAA signing, saying, oh, well, you know, she's not going to last long. Even if she don't, it ain't your business. It still ain't your opportunity to have. It's still meant for her. Whatever's going to happen in either direction is meant for her. That's the path that she's going to have to go on one day at a time. It ain't got nothing to do with you. In the same way we have to go on our paths one day at a time, we may hit big ourselves, but in different ways. But, you know, we might block that because we're too busy talking about somebody ain't got nothing to do with our journey because we're envious and we're jealous of folks. And I've been sitting with my feelings about what it means to be envious and jealous because I was raised to believe that envious and jealous people are dangerous. And unfortunately, in my experience, I have always seen that to be true. Because there's always, again, I'm speaking to experience, whether it is third hand from the folks I've helped through it and whether it is first hand from the things I've experienced. It's rare to envy somebody without a tiny twinge of resentment. And I would like to go over what it means to be resentful. And I would like to go over what it means to be jealous and envious so that we have a clear definition of what we're discussing today. So with that being said, let's start with jealous. To be jealous is an adjective. That's a feeling or showing envy of someone or their achievements and advantages, a feeling or showing suspicious of someone's unfaithfulness in a relationship, fiercely protective or vigilant of one's rights and possessions. And then, you know, the other one is more God related, demanding faithfulness and exclusive worship. So the one that most applies here would be feeling or showing envy of someone or their achievements and advantages. Okay, let's go to envious. Feeling or showing envy. So let's go to envy. Whoo, child, it's a couple of them here. You know what? I should probably read all of them. Yep, all of them are feeling good. So per Oxford Languages. Whoo, child. Let's start with it. A feeling of discontented or resentful longing. Resentful longing aroused by someone else's possessions, qualities, or luck. A person or thing that inspires envy. Another one, which is a verb, to envy, is to desire to have a quality, possession, or other desirable attribute belonging to someone else. Or desire for oneself, which is something possessed or enjoyed by another. It's so interesting because the etymology of it or the origin is Middle English, also in the sense hostility, which would be enmity. And I know that people like to say that there's a distinction between envy and jealousy, and I do believe that. However, it's still, to me, rooted in the same issue. A threat to our ability to be confident with ourselves and to have faith in our ability to achieve. That's the common denominator to me. To have either feeling, there is a threat to your security, to where you feel the way you feel. Is it a human emotion? Like I said, I was sitting with it. Possibly. Is it a healthy emotion? I don't think so. Now, is this the part where I shame you? No, for being jealous or envy. And my ego, and you know, let's be clear. And I know some of y'all have known me for way back, so y'all can speak to this. I've always been, my shadow has always been so into me that I ain't never been jealous of nobody else like that. I've never been like, oh my gosh, I want what she has, so I'm going to sit there and talk mess about them and act like, you know, they don't deserve it because I really want it. My ego won't allow me to do that. I don't want to be, if I don't like you, like back in the day, if I ain't like you, that wasn't jealousy in me. That's, I just didn't like you. I didn't like you because you're probably a terrible person, or you probably did something to me in the past and I thought you was out of pocket and, you know, it was just a beef or whatever. But in terms of being like somebody got a job or got accepted into a college, or even as we got older, got a promotion, or even with Spiritual Homegirl, somebody got an interview or an opportunity or a press feature or a brand deal. I have never been like, oh my gosh, let's discount this so I can feel better. Hell no. Because I know better at this point that to sit there and discredit and put negative energy out for somebody else because they're operating and getting the blessings that they are deserving of by moving in their purpose or their professional mission, I know that putting that energy out is going to hurt me. I've seen it hurt too many people in the past. So why would I do that? So I know some of y'all might be like, don't act like you ain't happy. I have it. It's some people that I have beefed with. Literally, I was like, nah, she wasn't jealous. She just didn't like me. That's facts. I didn't. I did it. Like, it's homegirls that tell me, Maria, I can tell you stuff because I know you're not going to hate on me. I know you're happy for me. I know that you're not going to try to plot on me. I know you're not going to try to throw negative energy on me. I pride myself on being that homegirl because I genuinely want to see people win. And it pisses me off because I'm like, how come we can't just be okay with letting people have their own wins without feeling that it belongs to us or taking it personal when it ain't got nothing to do with us? That's all I'm saying. That ain't got nothing to do with you, boo friend. Let that go. That does not speak negatively to you. Somebody having positive energy or positive blessings or luck or fortune, whatever you want to call it, that has everything to do with them and nothing to do with you. The same way whenever you get your come up and your glow up and your blessings, that has everything to do with you and what you've been working on and nothing to do with them other folks that feel like it should be them. It shouldn't be so damn personal. That's the only curse word y'all gonna get out of me today. Because I don't cuss no more. Not on the air. So I'm just like, let's not do this with each other. Let's be happy for each other. It's okay to be happy for each other. I swear it is. It don't hurt you. It doesn't. Being genuinely happy for folks puts so much good energy out, not only for ourselves, but just in the universe as it is. It's so much hatred going on in the world that's on extreme levels, from jealousy and envy on the minor, from all-out warfare on the extreme level on the other end. The least we could do is not contribute to that BS. That's all I'm saying. If you got some issues with your confidence, okay, everybody has issues with confidence at some point. It may or may not be related to envy or jealousy directly, but it might be related to some other stuff. Somebody might have hurt you. Somebody might have attacked you. You might have got a rejection that you weren't expecting. Might not have gotten over it. There could be a bunch of things that contribute to our feelings about ourselves to where we're not comfortable. But that don't mean you get to hate on other people as a way to deal with it, at least not expecting that, you know, something good for you. It's not a healthy way to deal with it. It's not. So if you got to go get some help to deal with that, please go deal with it. You know, another thing I see when folks be hating is when folks get married or engaged. Now, there's some caveats to that, even though it's kind of like, well, you know, they still chose. Sometimes some folks just be lying. That's a difference. Now, if you out here lying, that's the only caveat to any of this stuff. Because sometimes, you know, people will put things out there and it's just, I still feel like, you know, you should still make sure that you stay focused on you and what's meant for you. But sometimes folks be out here lying about stuff, about their blessings too. You know, that's a whole nother caveat. We can get to that another time. But either way it goes, lie or truth, you know, it still has nothing to do with you in terms of why you should be feeling a way about it, negatively a way about it. As hard as it is, remember that what's meant for you will never, ever escape you. It won't. Some people will say, well, technically it was meant for, I mean, yeah, some things are meant and then sometimes it gets fumbled. It is what it is. But that's the history. So to stay in the past doesn't benefit your future, does it? Does it benefit your present as you keep moving towards the future? It just doesn't. Keep that mud pushing. Take the L. Eat that. Keep going. Nobody trusts a hater. Nobody wants to be around a hater. I've never met a hater who had a lot of friends. Not no real friends. Imagine you being around somebody and something happens and all they got to do is make it about them. Well, I don't understand why I couldn't. I mean, I've been working so hard. I. That, what? I just don't understand that. I love for everybody to win. We can all win, y'all. We don't have to make it so, we don't have to do that. I understand. People be working hard and folks might feel unseen. Some people may feel invalidated. Some people may feel like they're not being respected. Some people may be feeling overlooked. I understand that. I get it. I get it. I do. But again, your feelings have nothing to do with someone else's wins and vice versa. The minute you want to make yourself feel bad, go compare yourself to somebody else. That's a surefire, easiest way to make yourself feel like crap. You want to attack your self-esteem? Pick one person and compare your life to theirs for a week. I guarantee you're going to be feeling shaky by the end of that week. So what I'm saying by that is, why put yourself through that to begin with? You know what? You know what? I would love to have an opportunity like that. But you know what? I'm happy that they have that. That's as simple as it could be. You can acknowledge the fact that you wish that you were in a position that was similar in your own right without disrespecting, discounting, discrediting, or invalidating that other person. Man, I sure wish I had an opportunity like that, but I know my time is coming. In the meantime, I'm going to be happy for this person because that was meant for them. So I just wanted to speak on that. And guess what? We're going to talk about haters for the next 5 days. I said 5+ days, and it's just the intro, but we just getting started. So I am going to catch y'all tomorrow for different types of haters. We're going to get into it. It feels good to be back. It feels good to run it back. Classic homegirl style with a little bit of a twist. We're in a new decade now. We've had lots of different experiences and witnessed lots of different experiences and have helped folks through lots of different experiences since I initially debuted my Hater 101 series. So we are going to run it, okay? And as you can hear in my voice, I'm excited. So with that being said, y'all, I will catch y'all tomorrow. This has been another episode of the Spiritual Homegirl Podcast. My name is Maria, the Spiritual Homegirl. And remember, boo friends, trust the journey, trust yourself, and whatever you do, do it with love, okay? Love y'all. Peace.